What is the worst vacation you've ever been on? Like, where is the place that you went to and you were just so disappointed to give everyone like a warning, like, hey, don't go there? 314-531-9898. Or flip side of things, where's the best vacation? You're like, you know what? Didn't think this was going to be cool, and it was so much fun. Go there. 314-531-9898. AB going on a girls' trip with her friends in April, but they decided to pick their girls' trip location in a fun way.
Yeah, it's kind of the weirdest way possible, and a lot was up to chance, but me and my two friends, Elizabeth and Molly, wanted to do a girls' trip, and we were like, it's kind of boring to just like pick a place and go, which is what we normally do. So we all three chose three places, two good ones and one bad one. And then we made PowerPoint presentations and presented them to each other. And it, I mean, we were like peeing our pants laughing because the bad ones were so absurd. We had a laser pointer. One of them is a teacher. So we were like literally presenting as if we were in a classroom.
Oh my God.
And between the three of us, the good ones that we had were San Diego, San Francisco, Savannah, Georgia, Newport, Rhode Island, and Boston. So those were all like, we were very excited.
Okay. I just looked at a list, by the way. The number one bad location that people did not like going to on a list was San Francisco. That made your guys.
Really?
Yeah.
I went to San Francisco. I liked it, but a lot of homelessness there.
Yeah.
People said they didn't like the food. The food was kind of a miss for me, too.
And very expensive.
And it's super expensive. So that's why. But it's interesting it made your good list. What was on your bad list?
So the bad ones were New Mexico, specifically to see aliens, apparently.
Oh, Roswell.
Yes, that's Roswell. What it was. Yeah. That's what Elizabeth chose.
What?
So that was a bad one.
I
and
love
then,
New Mexico.
That's Area 51.
I went to New Mexico.
Yeah, that's the supposed area where aliens landed years ago.
Hell
and
no,
the government
would
has
not
a secret
go there.
Lab there.
Well, that was an option. And then we had a dude ranch in Wyoming. And there was like a specific thing that we were looking at where it was like a day-by-day breakdown. And there was like herding cattle and like horseback riding and country cowboy poetry.
Okay.
Like it was like
that would have been absurd
thing ever.
Wow. That's a girls' trip if I've ever heard.
I would have loved that. Wow.
And then our last bad one was Disney World. And like, no offense to the people that like Disney World,
Hannah.
That just wasn't that wasn't the vibe that we were going for. You know, we're looking
You're
for
looking
like
more
the cutesy
dude ranch.
Places.
Yeah,
right. You know,
aliens were the vibe.
But
no, that's why it was bad though. But
so
Pleasure Island, I'm telling you.
We put all of these options into a bowl and then one at a time picked them out of the bowl and said, okay, we're not going to San Francisco. We're not going to San Diego until
so
there was one
standing.
Left.
Okay.
And it was down to Rhode Island and Disneyland.
So a good one and a bad one.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I pull out Rhode Island, which meant we're going to freaking Disney World.
Hey! Disney World for your girls' trip.
I will die on the hill that Disney is one of the best places on earth. It's
it
magical.
I
love it.
I've never been, and one other girl has never been. So, like, we do not know what we're in for. And we're not just, like, the biggest Disney people ever either. So
that's what your girls' trip's going to be is Disney?
Yes.
Wow.
You know what? It's really, I'm a Nickelodeon kid through and through. I don't like know the princesses or anything, but I still love Disney. But I will say that you guys picked the most expensive place.
Yeah.
And we part of the rules of our little game was we had to buy the plane tickets immediately so that we couldn't back out. So the plane tickets were even just expensive, and that doesn't include the actual Disney tickets. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Where should you have put, what are like some other vacations you would have put in the hat for AB if she ever does this again? Because I think this is such a fun, clever way of picking a family vacation or a girls trip vacation. Because we've all been there before. Like, I want to go on a trip, but I just don't know where to go. And this is a fun way to do it. Where are some of those locations like, yo, avoid this one, AB. Or this rocked and I did not see it coming. 314-531-9898. We're going to talk about how you picked out your trips and which ones rocked and which ones sucked. Such an interesting way to pick a girl's trip or just pick any trip in general. AB did it in a really fun style. How did you guys pick your girl's trip, AB?
We put a bunch of good ones and bad options into a bowl and let fate decide where we're going. And we are going to Disney World, which was a bad one.
By the way,
by the way.
Not in my eyes.
Disney is fun for families, maybe. It could be still exhausting, but it doesn't scream.
It doesn't scream like girls' trip, you know, girls in their 20s, let's go to like a cutesy city, but... you know.
And I love how you guys had to present, like, this is why I consider it a good one. This is why I consider it a bad one. PowerPoint style. 314-531-9898. If you were going to be on the girls' trip with AB, which good trip would you put in there? Or which bad trip would you be in? Maybe based off trips you've been on. Emily, what do you got? What would you put in the bucket?
So Wisconsin, Milwaukee area. Just went over the weekend for a bachelor trip. And it was a big group of 12 of us, and it was cool. The distillery there was skiing and snowboarding and little swits, and just a lot of fun. We got down Friday and came back Monday.
See, that's a place that surprised me. Yeah. Milwaukee would have been in my bad bucket. And then hey, try that out, AB. Milwaukee is actually a lot more fun than you think. Thank you for the suggestion. Daphne, where would you put in the bucket?
St. John.
Well, yes.
Yes.
St. John, Virgin Islands.
Oh, Riley Green was just there. Yeah, I'd love to go there.
Not that you're stuck
here. We're headed in March for my mom's 50th birthday.
Oh, my God.
Well, that sounds
good
awesome.
For Kenny Chesney, it's good enough for us.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes, that is going to be an amazing trip. Yeah, going to the Virgin Islands, good girls trip.
Yeah, that would be, any trip would be great there.
You know what surprised me, speaking of like an islandy type of vacation, that I was Cabo. There was like an airline, I forgot, maybe like Southwest had just started flying to Cabo, like direct flight. So they had like a really cheap deal for like $200 to like, you know, flash sale. So we bought them. Didn't think I'd like Cabo. I was like, I don't really know about Cabo. It was awesome.
Really?
So much fun. All inclusive.
I feel like I would expect that though.
And then I did not see it coming.
Huh.
And another one, this is like overseas. I don't know if it screams girls trip either, was Amsterdam. I don't smoke weed. I've never smoked weed in my life. And so, like, that's, like, what's really cool. I think about Amsterdam. It's like, weed's legal.
I didn't know that.
And then, like, that weed is legal there or that I haven't smoked weed? So I've never smoked weed. And so I didn't care. And then prostitution is also legal there. And I have no interest in a prostitute. So my wife booked a trip to Amsterdam on a flash sale. And I was like, Katie, why are we going to Amsterdam? I want nothing to do with smoking weed or hanging out with prostitutes in the red light district. So cool. One of the coolest cities.
My sister loved it too.
One of the coolest cities I've ever been to. There's more actually waterways than Venice. Venice is known for like having water.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Really? Because I've been to Venice.
Yes. So there's more waterways in Amsterdam than any other city in the country or in the world. It is so cool. You bike everywhere there. And the reason weed and prostitution is legal there is like they always say it's tolerance. They just don't care. They don't care what you do. Like, we got talent for anything. And that attitude throughout the city is everywhere. You walk into a bar, they're like, yeah, man, how much you want to pay for the drink? They don't care about anything. It is such a cool vibe. So that surprised me. Jessica, where is a city that surprised you when you went on vacation?
Sedona. We had a great time there. So when I turned 40, there's a David Bowie mural in Phoenix, Arizona that I really wanted to see. So we flew there to see that, and then I was like, well, where else should we go? Because, you know, this is a free thing, like, in the city that you just, like, walk to and look at, and you're there for 10 minutes, and then you leave. So I like to use or get my Marriott points. So I plan my trip around where there are nice Marriott hotels. So we drove from Phoenix to Sedona, and we only spent 2 days there. We wish we spent more time. And then we drove to the Grand Canyon and Hoover Dam, and then we drove to Vegas and spent a few days in Vegas.
Genius.
And
what a trip. Yeah,
what a trip.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Sedona's like the spa capital of the world, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that screams girl trip. You just, like, relax.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Definitely want to spend more time, so you should go there next time.
There you go. Sedona. So we just booked AB's next trip, Sedona, and then Vegas, and we're just going everywhere.
Oh, my God.
And St. John's.
And St. John's to stalk Riley Green.